Okay, I think we can get going then. It's Olivier speaking. So we can start the recording and everything. Can you hear me?
Yes, Olivier, we can hear you, and the recording has started.
Okay, if you could start the call, please.
Okay. Would you like me to do the roll call?
I can, let's start with this. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the meeting of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. Today is the 18th of December 2014, and we'll start with a roll call, please. Renata?
Okay, we have Bill Drake, David Maher, Evan Leibovich, Greg Chatan, Jörg Schweiger, Keith Drazek, Olivier Crépin-Lebon, Pablo Hinojosa, Rafik Damak, and from staff we have Nora Busito, Nigel Hickson, Alexander Dan, Ergis Lamage, and myself, Renata De Wolf. Did I miss anybody on the call who's not in the AC room? You can go ahead, Olivier.
Okay, thank you very much, Renate. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And the first thing I need to let you know about is that we have new co-chairs. So one, as you knew, was Rafik Damak. The other co-chair at the moment, the newly appointed one, is Jordan Carter from the CCNSO. Unfortunately, Jordan was not able to join us today. Rafik is on the line, but he's not able to speak. So I guess you already know Rafik, and then Jordan is also well known to the community. I don't think he needs any further introductions than this. With regards to agenda today, it's quite long, and we'll try and go through it quite efficiently. We first have an update from Nora Abusika about the Net Mundial initiative. We'll have then Nigel Hickson, who will be speaking to us about the CSTD response from ICANN. And then afterwards, a number of procedural items, like the discussion of the themes of the work of our working group, update on the events calendar, and then planning for the CCWG on Internet Governance meeting at ICANN 52 in Singapore. Is there any other business that anybody would like to add to this agenda? Don't see any hands up or anyone shout their name out, so the agenda is approved. And let's go to the first of our items, and that's the an explanation and an update about the Net Mundial initiative from Nora Abusika. Nora, we are listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivier. Thanks very much. First of all, I have to apologize for the background noise. I am at the airport, and I will be boarding my flight very soon. Thank you for inviting me to update you all on the Net Mundial initiative. In case I don't have enough time to tackle your concerns or answer any questions, I will make sure to go back to the recordings or to speak to my colleagues and answer any of these questions by email. So as many of you are aware, the initiative was launched on November 6th, and the purpose of it is to create an open source platform to make it easier for multiple stakeholders, experts, resource providers to collaborate on analytical capacity building, resource mobilization, and other projects that can advance the practice of distributed internet governance. This is very much in line with Net Mundial principles of Sao Paulo. During this period, so since November 6th, we've seen a strong community interest and participation in the activities and in the organization of the Net Mundial initiative. There was an open call for nominations for the 25-member council coordination council. And those were answered actually quite well from all sectors and all geographies. The call for nomination was actually extended, the deadline for this call of nomination was extended per community feedback, and we closed those nominations a few days ago. Currently, we have 43 confirmed nominations. By confirmed, I mean we've checked on who these people are, and we made sure that they are indeed who they claim to be. We have a very impressive roster of names, The final announcement of the Coordination Council names will be made before the end of this year. So a lot of great progress was achieved for several reasons. One, because the process since the very beginning has been extremely iterative and adaptive. We have been communicating with community members on their thoughts and their concerns regarding the initiative, and we have been adapting it to make sure that these concerns are tackled. And so, as I mentioned earlier, one of the things that were done was that the deadline for submissions was extended. There had been a suggestion earlier that some of the seats would be permanent on the Coordination Council. That has since been reversed due to community feedback, and so on. Currently, we have a living blog on the Net Mondial Initiative website that we update weekly, almost, to make sure that any answers, any questions that come up from the community are answered as quickly as possible. Again, I have to underline the fact that this is a very iterative process. Community feedback and community participation is what's going to shape it. There had been some concerns that were expressed by several groups. Those were taken into consideration. Changes were made to reflect them. And so where we are right now is that as soon as the Coordination Council members are announced, there will be announcement on next steps and the work of the Net Mondial Initiative. I think I'm going to stop here and take your questions. This way, you know, I'll have about 10 minutes to answer these questions.
Thank you very much for this, Nora. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And so the queue is now open for questions regarding the Net Mondial Initiative. And we have a hand up from Evan Leibovich. Evan, you have the floor.
Hi there. Sorry, just as a matter of disclosure, I've been involved with the Internet Society, and I've been following their response to NMI, and I haven't been very pleased with the Net Mondial Initiative response to it. But my first question, for if it was like the second word out of your mouth, what do you mean by open source, and why are you using that to describe Net Mondial Initiative that way? I worked in open source for 15 years, and there's nothing about Net Mondial Initiative that comes close to what my awareness of the term open source means. So could you please elaborate on that? Because right off the start, that comes across as a gratuitous marketing term. And when you talk to people that know what open source means, and they see what Net Mondial Initiative is, and they know what open source is, it immediately starts the conversation with believing that this is being used as a marketing term. And so could you please elaborate on exactly what you mean by open source? Thank you.
Thank you for this question, and I apologize if the terminology is inaccurate or perhaps confusing. By open source, we really mean that this is going to be crowdsourced, or everything that goes into the platform will be contributed by community, whether it's projects that need to go on there, whether it's funding for projects. And so this is really the intention behind the term. If the term is seen as problematic, we can definitely take that back to the Transitional Committee and review it like we have been reviewing a lot of the terminology. But essentially, the platform is a place where people submit ideas, they submit intentions for funding certain ideas, and that's it in a nutshell.
Thanks for this, Nora. Any follow-up, Evan?
Okay, I'll just leave it as a matter of advisement. Please take back to whoever coined the term open source for this. It has absolutely no relationship to what you just described. Open source has to do with how things are created, how things are distributed. They have to do with copyright. They have to do with intellectual property. And so the way you're using it is an absolute misuse. So when you talk about this to anyone who actually understands the term, you're starting off on the wrong foot, as you're coming across as using it as a marketing term as opposed to actually something with substance. I have other comments, but it was like the second word out of your mouth as you described this. And so it seems to be a very prime way to describe it, and I really think that needs to be rethought. Thanks.
This is noted, and I, as I have mentioned before, many of the terms used or a lot of the things that, we listen to the community, we listen to comments like the one you just made, and we make changes and we adapt as we go along. So this is very appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Nora. So I managed to unmute. Any other questions? We have a hand up from Greg Shutton. Greg, you have the floor.
Olivia, thank you very much. Question is that, as noted, or kind of implied in Evan's question, ISOC and a number of organizations have reacted quite negatively. I haven't seen NetMundial's or ICANN's response to that, but I'm wondering how, what the kind of current state of play and reaction to the reaction is, and also the pairing of this with the World Economic Forum, which is, if that's your crowd that you're crowdsourcing with, that's a pretty high-end crowd. I'm not sure how that matches up with kind of the any attempts to overcome the digital divide. So just wondering kind of where the current state of play is. Your roundup sounded pretty positive, but if you read third-party descriptions of what's going on, not so positive, including the fact that the time extension for the panel was because there were only 16 nominations for 25 seats. And even now, it's hardly a big horse race for those seats, and a lot of people, I think, have been kind of staying away for fear of being seen as endorsing this NetMundial initiative. Just wondering if you care to comment on that.
Yes, thank you. The extension of the deadline for nominations was really not because we only had 16 submissions. The 16 submissions were actually around a week ahead of the previous deadline. And with those 16 submissions, we had some of them that were pending. And so the extension of the deadline was really as a result of requests and community feedback. The World Economic Forum is one partner of the three partners that are enabling this platform. They do bring a different community to this than the community that has been historically active, and that is very much noted. But they don't in any way exclude the current community. The current roster, in my view, is quite substantial. Roster. There are seats that are currently held for technical organizations as well as ICE should they choose to fill them. We have had extensive conversations with ISOC and others since the ISOC statement. And so, again, I go back to saying what I said earlier. We will be in constant contact with everybody. We will adapt to make sure that the concerns are met, and this is where we are. Sorry, I'm going to mute because there's a lot of noise, but I'll listen to the next question.
Thank you.
Thank you for this, Nora. Any follow-up, Greg?
No, that's very helpful. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Nora, I have a question as well. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. With regards to the relationship between NetMundial Initiative and ICANN, is ICANN still the driver of this initiative? And furthermore, when one speaks about ICANN, obviously there's ICANN, the board, ICANN, the organization, ICANN, the community. How does the NetMundial Initiative relate to the ICANN community? How do you see that happening?
Thank you, Olivier. So ICANN's role in this has been just a partner and one of the enablers. Now, we were seen at some points as being more active than the other members because we were talking to our community, but the other members or the other enablers were also talking to their own communities. What is ICANN contributing currently to this? They're contributing part of the secretariat, and so 20% of my time and 50% of another ICANN employee's time, as well as some initial funds to get the secretariat started. I can assure you that the other two players, so the WEF and CGI.br, have been equally active in their own circles in promoting the Net Mondial initiative. The board of ICANN is adequately updated. They are on board with this. And so this is just another place where ICANN is collaborating, but definitely not the principal driver.
Okay, but, so Lydia, again, how do you see then this relating to the ICANN community? How is the ICANN community involved, or how would it be involved in this?
Well, as part, I mean, from a personal level, as part of the activities that I am involved in, I will be updating the community regularly during ICANN meetings. This, however, will not be the central focal point of you know, ICANN's work. There's many more important things that ICANN is embarking on right now than this partnership or this project that we're doing with WEF and CGI.br. But from my personal capacity, I will be updating the community during ICANN meetings and making sure that, you know, they're fully informed in case some community members would like to participate. And as we've seen, many of the community members have chosen to participate in the process.
Okay, thank you. It's Olivier speaking. I mean, the gist of my question was whether there was any process within ICANN for the ICANN community to participate, or whether they would participate as individuals in NMI. And it appears that what you're saying is people participate as individuals in NMI.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments following on this? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so thank you very much for joining us, Nora. And if we do have further questions, I hope that you'll be able to brief us in future calls of this committee. And, of course, we're going to be discussing the way forward as far as this cross-community working group is concerned. And we'll get back to you with some feedback. So thank you.
Olivier, thank you so much. I hope next time I update you, I'll have better circumstances around me to be able to speak more freely. Like I said, I boarded the plane as I was talking to you all, but I'd be more than happy to answer any questions either via email or if you'd like me to get on one of your calls again.
Thanks very much, Nora. And now we have the next part of our agenda, the CSTD response from ICANN with Nigel Hickson, who has joined us to provide us with some feedback on the proposed response from ICANN with regards to this.
Yes,
Nigel Hickson, you have
good afternoon. Thank you very much. And Nigel Hickson talking from the Geneva office, and good afternoon, good morning, etc. to everyone, and thanks for asking us along. I think it's worth putting this in context, this particular document, because otherwise it might be seen as a this mapping document might be seen as rather odd, you know, why has it suddenly emerged, what's it all about? So I think it's worth noting that the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, this is the CSTD, is a UN commission that reports through UNCTAD, which is part of the United Nations. And the CSTD, which ICANN is an observer on, for the last couple of years, has embarked upon an exercise. One of its working groups has looked at the whole concept of enhanced cooperation. Enhanced cooperation is this term of art coming out of the Tunis Agenda, which effectively means for many people how governments can interact in the public policy process. And during this exercise on enhanced cooperation, a number of individuals, mainly in civil society, got together and thought it would be a good idea to do a map of where issues are being tackled, and not just technical issues, so it includes technical issues such as naming and numbering, etc., but also the, if you like, the internet governance issues, the issues on the internet such as child protection, privacy, surveillance, cyber security, etc., etc. And the idea of this map would show where these issues are being tackled and if these issues are being tackled by governments or are they being tackled by business or whatever. And that was the origin of the mapping exercise. When this particular working group on enhanced cooperation was dissolved or partially dissolved last year, sorry, earlier this year in June, CSTD contracted out this mapping exercise to Diplo, which is one of the networks on internet governance that is based in Geneva. And Diplo took it forward and produced this current document that you can see in the link. And essentially this document was presented to a meeting of CSTD, an intersessional meeting of CSTD in November. And there were lots of comments on this document. I mean, a lot of people said, oh, well, you know, this map is okay in this area, but it's updating in this area. And so there was a lot of backwards and forwards by the technical community and by business and by governments. Some governments didn't like it because it showed that actually in some areas governments were involved in issues, and some governments don't like that perception. Other governments didn't like it because they didn't feel that some of the detail was correct. So it was decided that there should be a window of opportunity to update this map, and then this map will be presented again to the CSDD session next May. So that's what's going on at the moment, the opportunity to update this document. And we are sort of consulting on among staff and various other people on updates to this document. I mean, the idea is simply to get it factually correct. So, you know, if there is an activity going on that the mapping exercise doesn't fully capture, then we ought to make sure it's factually correct. So in our area of names and numbers, we're trying to update it. It hasn't got the latest figures in it, for instance, on IDNs or on GCLDs, and so we're updating it in that respect. So I think it's important in, you know, to see it in that context, but happy to answer questions about it. And also, perhaps, Olivier, after I've answered questions, because it's relevant to your next item, we ought to say something about the other exercise that CSTD is doing in terms of the more important WSIS Plus 10 report. But I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Nigel. And so as before, we have the floor open now for questions on this topic. Whilst people gather their thoughts, I've looked at the mapping exercise. I think it's certainly a helpful document. It certainly shows that there are less orphan issues than what would say that I think was purported at some point, of the internet being filled with orphan issues. The question is, where does one go from here? I mean, this is a helpful tool, but what's the plan as to what to do next with this?
Well, I mean, that's a very good point, Olivier. I mean, it depends who you talk to an extent. I mean, it was interesting discussion that we had at CSTD because a number of us said, you know, a map is a living document. I'm not quite sure factually how correct that is because you can old maps that aren't living. But the usefulness of a map in terms of a road map or in terms of a street map or any type of map is that it's a living document and that it reflects reality and current reality rather than in the past. So you're right. It did show that there aren't any orphan issues per se. In other words, you know, most issues that we can think of on the internet are being looked at by someone, and I don't think that's too surprising. Now, there are a lot of issues that are only being looked at by one region or one part of the multi-stakeholder community or whatever, but, you know, most issues had been addressed by someone in the past or in the current. In terms of what usefulness the map will serve, is that it could be, for instance, submitted as to the WSIS review, which we're coming on to, the WSIS Plus 10 review, as an indication of all the activity that's taking place on internet governance issues. So for instance, this WSIS review is all about, well, what has happened since 2005? Has anything happened? You know, are we discussing things now that we didn't discuss in 2005? Are we making progress in terms of developing policy or guidelines on issues that we hadn't done in 2005? And I think what this mapping does show, it shows some of the evidence that in terms of the progress that's being made. So it does have that purpose. But, you know, whether governments agree that it should be submitted as part of the evidence to the UN General Assembly is obviously up to governments. I mean, seems to be, in my own personal opinion, a good idea, but others more knowledgeable would be deciding on this.
Yeah, thank you for this, Nigel. Any other questions on this topic? Now, in the agenda, it mentions the staff response, and are you able to share that staff response with us? What stage are you at, basically? What do you need from the community on this?
Well, I'm not. I'd be delighted to share anything with you, but we're still. I've only had responses from a number of staff so far. I mean, we're not. I'm not. We're only looking at the bits that affect ICANN. I mean, we're not responding on issues like, you know, the broader issues on cybersecurity and privacy or child protection or trade issues or economic issues. We're responding on the bits that affect us. And I'll be delighted to, once I've got an input, and I'm proposing to work on this next week because I've asked for comments by this weekend. So I will circulate to you, once I've got something coherent, I'll circulate to the group exactly what I've got. And then if the group, you know, if any of you think, well, you've forgotten the fact here, or, you know, we ought to reflect that we've done this or someone's done this, then I'd be delighted. I mean, this is an exercise that I think many people can contribute to. And I see Marilyn's on the list. And, of course, Marilyn's made a major contribution to this already in many respects, I'm sure she will have views. But it's not just ICANN that's looking at this. The CSDD Secretariat has sent it out to, or the UNCTAD Secretariat has sent it out to the RARs, they've sent it out to, I think, all sorts of players. So, you know, we're just one of them, if you like. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. And Marilyn, have you managed to make it on the call yet? No, it hasn't found the dial-in information. So I, in the meantime, I open the floor for any contribution from working group members, their thoughts and points of view on this. If there is anything that can help Nigel in formulating any directions, perhaps, that might be important for our community. I've noticed a question from Bill Drake in the chat. ICANN staff are responding for ICANN, but can the community respond in parallel? Nigel, you might be muted.
I'm sure they can. I mean, I think CSCD have, I mean, if you like, they haven't gone out to public consultation on this, but they've gone out to consultation with all the people that were present at the meeting and others indeed. And I personally wouldn't see any harm in anyone contributing on any part of this. I mean, it's the people that are going to produce the final document, I think, are looking for factual information. I mean, that's what it's essentially about. So, I mean, we don't have the monopoly on any knowledge in this area at all.
Okay, thank you. Has Marilyn Kate managed to make it on the call yet?
Marilyn Kate.
Are there any other questions or comments from anyone else in the group in the meantime?
Hi.
Marilyn, I see your phone is on. Yes, welcome. And, you have the floor.
Thanks. I'm hoping that this thing this sounds like it's going to be an echo. Let me see. Okay. That's better, I think, right?
Hello.
Yeah, it sounds like it, hopefully.
Okay. Thanks. So very quickly, just to go back, I was a member of the COS community, so many terms here, of the CSGD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. And I think Nigel may have mentioned that already. ICANN was a member of the on the technical community. There were five civil society, five business, five technical community. The five business representatives are working on a short letter that we will have finalized probably coming up very soon. I did do quite a bit of work within that group, as Nigel mentioned. I was also very active on making comments. I will just say that about the mapping exercise, it has two parts, and I think it's really important to keep the mapping part of the exercise, the database, perhaps I'll call it, protect that and continue to enhance it. The part of the report that I think is causing concern to the business participants and to some governments who spoke and to perhaps others is the subjective nature of the cover report. And that is what most of the comments were offered about. In addition, the way that the consultants wrote some of the descriptions, they were so concise that they actually did not fully convey factual information. And the secretariat was asked to go back out to such parties and ask them to fill in certain areas. And so I would say, for instance, even the description of the ITU on one of the pages is incomplete. A description about what ICANN does is incomplete. UNESCO, many, many others. But that is work that's being researched and it's being fixed. Sorry, guys, I don't know how to get rid of that.
We appear to have find aid.
Okay, well, in the meantime, are there any other comments or questions on this thing? I think I have lost message on this. I just want to finish me. I don't think it's going to have a new tweet mapping for the next 20 Texas, so we probably have to look forward with our agenda. Instead of the follow-up, I vote this either needs to be put and mentioned that the way it certainly think, sort of a response surge is working, that probably the next steps on this, and we can throw out a email on that. Is that the question that might like them to forward the folks' response to the entire community? Now the problem with my phone. Can you hear me?
Excuse me, this is Keith Drazik. We're getting some really bad audio right now. It's like very choppy, not just an echo, but there's something wrong.
Keith, can you hear perfectly well? I don't know if I can hear me well. In which case, that must be my phone.
Olivier, you broke up completely.
Okay, so...
And dial again.
Yes, please dial back in, Olivier.
Yes, please, yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm not sure whether you can hear me there.
That's better.
That's much better, Olivier.
It's much better, but unfortunately it's a temporary thing. I don't have a microphone with us. I'm using hands-free with my laptop at the moment on the Adigo. So, but anyway, let's move on in the meantime, and then please dial back to me, and then I'll switch again. Hopefully the line will be better on the mobile phone. So thanks for this, Nigel. An action item that I mentioned just earlier, it's for Nigel Hickson to come back to this working group with the proposed response before it is sent, of course. And if you could give this working group a few days for us to come back to you on this, Nigel, that would be much appreciated.
Well, yes, absolutely, Olivia. It would be a real pleasure, as I've said it. But I unfortunately, it will be a few days probably, and it will probably be between Christmas and New Year. I apologize for this, but I can only sort of do what I can do in terms of the information I receive. But I'll start drafting something as soon as I get information and let you have whatever I've got. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I think Adigo is trying to dial Olivier back in the call.
So I was back in the call, and for some reason the operator dropped. But okay, fine. So I'll wait for the next call again. Thanks for this, Nigel. Let's move on then. And let's go to the next part, which is a discussion of the themes of work for the CWG on Internet Governance. And I've just received a call again. But now I can't hear the operator.
And now I wonder whether I'm back on.
Yeah. You are back
okay,
on,
so excellent.
Echo.
No, but that's fine. That's because I'm swapping between the computer and the other and the phone.
Okay.
So now there shouldn't be any echo. And let's move on then. Discussion of the themes of work for the cross-community working group. We have several topics that are listed on the agenda. WSIS plus 10 and the CSTD, IGF, ITU Plenipot, NetMediano Initiative. It really is down to a case of whether we are going to have everyone involved in all of those discussions or whether we will go into parallel tracks, smaller tracks. I've had some discussion with my colleagues, Rafik Damak and with Jordan Carter on this, and we're not quite sure at the moment. Probably looking at the list, we think that cutting it up into many different subgroups is probably not going to be helpful. I note David Maher mentioning is none of the above an option. Well, then if there is none of the above, let's see what else we could have in there. And the floor is open for everyone here to contribute to this and to say whether we should think that they're in, out, whether there are other topics that we would like to have in this working group. This really is now down to us organizing our work. David Maher, you have the floor.
My concern is that we might be perceived as limiting our options if we organize our work around any one of those particular platforms. Thank you.
Thanks for this, David. So WA speaking. Very fair point, and I actually agree we shouldn't be just limiting ourselves. I think these are probably just points of reference and of the issues we've identified so far as being the issues that we need to follow up with and to contribute to. Obviously, the list is open-ended, and we can always add more to these, bearing in mind, though, that we are not such a huge group of people, as you can see on the call. I know that there are quite a few who are following on the mailing list, but we also need to start thinking about where we want to go on each one of these and what amount of time we want to spend on these issues.
Olivier?
Yes, Sterling, you have the floor.
I'm sorry, I think there may be an echo. Let me step away and see if that makes it any better. My suggestion is, I think it's so bad. I think the theme is internet governance. And these are just subtopics and could be perhaps the preliminary subtopics.
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn, for this. I think you might be having your computer on, computer sound on at the same time as your mobile, and this is why as your phone, and this is where you're getting the few technical issues. With regards to these, yes, there are subtopics, there are threads. I don't think there are any more than threads, and we have an unlimited number of threads. I just wanted to sort of tap on this. The people who are present here today, which one should we really focus on as the standing items or if anyone wishes to take on the responsibility of taking on one of these themes and saying, well, I'll be following up on this. And before a call and when we have our regular calls, I'll be being able to follow up on this specific topic and be able to ask the group for its input so that we actually are not taken by surprise when these consultations come out, but we would actually be able to both discuss those locally but also be able to formulate a response if a response is required in these threads. I know Marilyn has disconnected. Any other comments on this? Any thoughts or really, this group is, internet governance is a very, very big topic, and we really have to make a choice, I guess, to start with as to what we're going to concentrate on as the first step and then how we're going to take this forward. Evan Leibovich, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. I guess my concern is when I look at the four items, I look at tactics as opposed to strategy or as opposed to even higher level objectives. If I had my druthers right now, I would have us making sure that we have a very clear definition of ICANN's place in the world of internet governance. Because when we look at things like NetMundial, when we look at things at ITU, we look at things or the world of IGF, we're looking at a lot of issues, many of which are outside the purview of ICANN directly in terms of its mandate on names and numbers. So personally, I would love to entertain a discussion of where, is ICANN self-aware of its role? Is it aware of the limitations of its mandate? And is it possible through either financial resources, through the nature of its multi-stakeholder structure, that it can contribute to other components? But I'm very aware right now of, mission creep within ICANN. It has a role to play within the world of internet governance, while at the same time needs to have a focus. Part of me, in the back of my mind, thinks it needs to do its own mission right before it starts bleeding into the missions that go beyond its own mandate. So When I look at a list of meetings that become the work of this group, I'm thinking that we're drilling down far deeper before the preliminary discussion is happening, and that is, you know, what is, you know, ICANN's role in the IGF? ICANN obviously is one of the main players in Net Mondial initiative, but I'm still trying to connect the dots between the Net Mondial meeting that happened and the Net Mondial initiative. I don't see that even that being a clear path. So personally, if I had my preference for this group, I would like to have a clear idea of ICANN's role in the world of Internet governance and the extent to which it has influence, whether that's moral or financial or other, and to figure out the best way for it to use that. The meetings are all important things, but those are sort of like symptoms and tactics as opposed to things at the high level that I don't think we've totally resolved. Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. Is there any response from anyone on the call? I was looking at Marilyn and maybe Bill. You're also very much involved with many of these internet governance initiatives outside of ICANN. Bill Drake, maybe?
Well,
it seems a very silent call. Mary mentioned some subject experts on this, and perhaps we could follow this path forward, which would be a case of saying, well, as far as WSI plus 10 and CFBD are concerned, Marilyn is a good expert on this and could lead on that and certainly follow up. For Net Mondial Initiative, I think Bill might be a person, or even Marilia. I see Marilia, you put your hand up in fact. So let's hear from you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Marina Messel, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Marilia speaking for the record. I just would like to react to what Ivan has mentioned. I think that's a very important comment. We do need to make this reflection on high-level importance of the role of ICANN and how ICANN should place itself in the broader ecosystem. But on the other hand, I think that when we discuss things on theoretical terms and on very broad terms, sometimes it's hard for us to move forward. And I think that this agenda here in front of us of meetings and spaces give us something concrete for us to reflect upon. If I could maybe point out some priorities for us, I think that the IGF, it is always a priority because many of us, ICANN as an organization, participate in the IGF process, and I think that we all agree that for different reasons the IGF should be reinforced. But it's a meeting that already is scheduled and has its own dynamics, and many of us are participating on our personal capacity in the MAG and in the open consultations and other spaces. But I think that the upcoming WSIS Plus 10 is something that has set the ground for the different organizations operate, including ICANN, including the technical organizations, and the recognition that the technical aspects of the Internet, they work well, they should continue to work as they were, they should be led by the technical community. So I think that when we put WSIS Plus 10 into the picture, this is something that really could or not have an impact in the ecosystem. And I think that all of us should be involved in a way that the impact that it has is a positive one, that not only try to hamper things that we don't want to see happening, such as a more intergovernmental oriented process, but also to try to propose things that we do think should happen. Because to me, it would be like a very modest outcome for WSIS for us to say what we don't want. And I think that we do have things that have advanced and moved forward after WSIS in 2005, and maybe it could be an opportunity, departing from the role of ICANN and what ICANN works with, and to make a contribution, a real contribution to the discussions in WSIS, to make it a meaningful moment to reassess the information society that we are building, and if it is indeed being everything we had promised to be people-centered and development-oriented and so on. So I would say that in terms of focus. We have our normal meetings that we are engaged on and so on, but maybe this is a process that we could contribute more because it touches upon how the different organizations in the ecosystem interact, including the technical ones. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Marilia. So the VA speaking. The only response to Marilia's suggestions and what's the temperature of the room? I know Marilyn has, you're back on the call. Marilyn Cade.
Are you recording
me? And I can't hear Marilyn at the moment. No, your mic does not seem to be working now.
Olivier?
Okay. We are faced with issues at the moment. Yes, go ahead. Who?
Hi.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, I was multitasking and lost track of where we were in the conversation. I don't know if this would be of any interest to people, but I just float the question out there. On the accountability call the other day, was it yesterday or today? They all blur together. The question of the nature of the global public interest came up again, and the fact that ICANN has no ability or no definition or no clarity about exactly what that standard is and so on. And it doesn't seem there anybody's really working on it, and I don't know if that accountability group will come to any kind of a clear thinking about it that would be drawing on discussions in the larger IG environment and how they might influence the bounded space of what ICANN is responsible for. And I don't know, would it be possible that this group would be one place within the ICANN sphere where we could take something like that on as a topic to think about? If not, okay, no problem. But I am struck by the fact that people are still stuck on this very fundamental issue, and there's no group anywhere that's really dedicated thinking about it still after all these years or studying it in any meaningful way. And this
Marilyn
group
Cade.
Sort of has not arrived at a very clean, clear work agenda of a near-term nature. So I just thought maybe I'd throw that out there as something that we might consider. It's a terrible idea that I take it all back immediately.
Thank you for this.
Hello.
Any other thoughts? Yes, Marilyn, welcome back.
Thanks. So let me see if I can try again. I think I'm in agreement with. So I think what we need to be doing, we're supposed to be the subject matter experts. We're the cross-community working group on internet governance. We've come together. I think we seem to have taken a bit of a holiday, and I think that was perhaps because people were diverted and working on other cross-community working groups also of some urgency. But I think it's important we get ourselves back to a regularized discussion and sharing information and digesting that information. And what is ICANN's role in the larger ecosystem, I think was why we originally created this group. And it seems to me we need to get back to that. So we do need to understand what is going on in WSIS Plus 10 or at CSTD or at IGF or went on, I use the past tense on purpose, at the Plenty Pot that is relevant to ICANN. I think all of that understanding is important. But I'm not sure that, we need to be launching input into all of those initiatives. I think that has to be done on a case-by-case basis. We launched input into NetMundial using a town hall that we organized and facilitated. But I think we probably ought to discuss first of all, what's going on in the ecosystem? What is ICANN's role? What do we think the ICANN community's role is? That seems to me to be the productive use of our time.
Thank you. This is Marilyn, Olivier speaking. I think I'm seeing a pattern where we can have subject matter experts, and I'm saying experts, we don't need just one per topic, but certainly anyone who's been involved with those topics is able to monitor those things. When it comes down to this working group actually producing input to these processes, that would then be discussed in the working group, and I guess based on the information brought in by these subject matter experts, the working group could then make up its mind and certainly would have the time to be able to make up its mind and decide on whether it wishes to proceed forward with presenting an input from the ICANN community or whether it's something that it leaves and doesn't see as being part of its mandate. Would this encompass the way forward somehow? And certainly defining the boundaries is a useful thing. But I know David Maher mentioning earlier that we also have to keep our mind open. And these are the hot topics of the day. Obviously, there would be other topics that would be falling into this. But certainly, as you can see, the ITU Plenipod is something that has passed. And when we originally started this group, the ITU Plenipod was going to be a huge hurdle ahead of us. So that definitely changes the nature of the kind of feedback we need regarding the activities of the ITU Plenipod follow-up. I noted a couple of people here who I can identify as subject matter experts. I'm not sure we have the time for people to put their hands up on the different topics, but I would certainly say that WSIS Plus 10 and CSTD, Marilyn Cade could be a topic subject matter expert, and others who wish to volunteer, please make it known. Same for the IGF, I think that, was it Marilia? You mentioned the IGF specifically. It would be great if you could be one of the topic matter experts on this, and certainly there's a lot going on now in the IGF and with the IGF Support Association. That's another thing, another branch that has opened up. The ITU Plenipod, I don't know who was involved with it.
Olivier?
With regards to the... Yeah, Marilyn.
I put in the chat, it seems to me on the ITU Plenipod, what we want to focus on now are the relevant outputs that are resolutions that are specifically relevant to ICANN and ICANN's role, and there's a couple. And I do follow the ITU work there. I would volunteer, perhaps Nigel as well, or somebody else who is engaged there, but I would volunteer to contribute also on the tracking of the ITU with this Council with this Working Group, the ITU Council Working Group on Internet Public Policy, and then I think there may be some other initiatives coming where someone from ISOC or someone from ICANN might be better positioned, or someone else from industry who might be a sector member, because I'm not, might be a better. But the outputs that are relevant to ICANN, I do think we ought to follow.
Okay, thank you for this, Marilyn. So I have you down as subject matter expert for ITU and also for the WSIS and CSTD. Obviously, others are welcome to volunteer for this as well. And then finally, on the NetMundial initiative, Bill Drake, I think you probably were very close to knowing what's the ins and outs of this, and so you might be a good topic matter expert on this, and obviously getting more people involved as well on this. And if any of you can think of other topics we need to closely pursue or would like to volunteer to be the subject matter expert on any other topic that is not on there, on this list yet, please make it known in the chat, and then we'll be able to add this. and mark you down at that. Bill, I think I heard you. Bill Drake?
I just said okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, let's move on to the next part of our agenda. I noticed the clock is going faster than I was expecting it to be. It's an update on the events calendar, and it's a follow-up to our action items from our last call. Thank you very much, Marilyn, for having supplied this information, and thanks, Renate, for having built this up. It was Alexandra, sorry. Alexandra Danz as well, thank you for that. We've got the events on the left column, challenges in the middle, and opportunities on the right-hand side. This really is, we don't really have very much time to go through it, but you can see that if you scroll down, there are a huge quantity of different things, that events and so on happening around the world. And I guess what we have to do here is to provide our preference as to which ones we need to follow closely, or whether, I guess, Marilyn, you're probably following all of these, but I just wonder, not all of them are going to be in line with what we do in ICANN, and I just wonder whether there's a way to perhaps focus on a few rather than doing the thing of going after all of them. Marilyn, since you supplied that information, it'd be very good if you could quickly take us through it, please. Marilyn, please.
Sure, and I am going to be quick because I've got to go on to a call I'm chairing in a few minutes. Why don't I work with Alex separately to fill in a little bit of narrative on these, and maybe Alex and I could actually do a call. I could talk her through a couple of points on narrative, and then the group can decide what's an opportunity. I did also want to rename it, Alex, to issues and challenges instead of threats, or issues and challenges and opportunities instead of threats. I think threats is a negative. It's too negative, really. Some of the events, and I'm going to pick out UNESCO. UNESCO is on there because it is very, very important to the developing countries, particularly in the areas of access, privacy, and the development of content, but it's probably less on ICANN stakeholders' radar screen than it is on civil society and business who are external to ICANN. So it's there for informational purposes. The cyberspace session, the conference in April, is also on there for informational purposes. But when we get to the IGF consultations, the ITU Council Working Group on WISIS and on IPP, both of those, I think, are very relevant to ICANN. The CSTD meeting itself, because there will be a day-long substantive session on the WISIS review, which has lots of implications for ICANN, I think that's relevant. So maybe I could volunteer to spend a little time with Alex by phone, and then we could flesh this out for people. Would that be helpful?
Thank you, Marilyn. That would be very helpful indeed.
And then I'm going to, fantastic, Nigel says he can join a call. I'm going to drop off at 12:10, just an FYI, then maybe we just get volunteers together. Alex can put the call together. We can do this on the phone, and Alex can put it together for us in written form.
That sounds fine with me. It's Olivia speaking. Alex, are you okay with this? You can deal directly with Marilyn, and I see Nigel also would be helping on this. Yes, we have some Alex. Okay, thanks very much for that, Marilyn. And just before you go, we have two more agenda items here. The plan for the CCWG meeting, our next meeting at ICANN 52, face-to-face, and also the plan for the public internet governance session at ICANN 52. Is there anything that you'd like to contribute now before you go?
Yes, on the public session, which I think is really important, and I'm going to stress the fact that the ICANN staff broadly, and I'm going to ask whoever's on here from the staff to take this back to a larger, to Sally and to Fadi, this meeting needs to be scheduled at a time when the governments can attend and when it is not competing with another cross-community working group, such as the one on IANA or the one on accountability, point number one. Point number two, the presentation on the WSIS Plus 10 review, if we sent an invitation now to the secretariat from the CSTD, I don't know if they would be able to attend, but it would be worth doing. Otherwise, I'm happy to work with someone else to put together the briefing on the WSIS Plus 10. WSIS Plus 10 has three aspects to it. It has what just happened, the high-level event, which reviewed the action lines. It has the WSIS review document that is going on right now at CSTD. And then it has the event, the six-month period that will launch in June of next year. And I think what we want to do is overview for the community how these things fit together and what they will want to be paying attention to. So
thanks for this, Marilyn. Yeah.
And I'm sure others may want to volunteer on this section as well, but I can volunteer to work on the help put together the substance part on the WSIS Plus 10 medium.
Okay, thank you for this. We'll take note of it, and we'll obviously, I mean, the public internet governance session is worked on with, and so Nigel being on the call, I gather he's taking notes on this. And next in the queue, we have Bill Drake.
Hi. So it's a little bit dicey or maybe awkward, and I don't really know how best to address it, the fact that we have a feeling amongst the community that it feels that we ought to be organizing this, and yet it's been something that the staff has been doing for a long time. Obviously, the answer is to somehow find a collaborative way where we can do this together so that it's not something that anybody's uncomfortable with. That said, I will say personally, at the risk of sounding a little difficult, that I was on the last panel, and I thought it was a disaster. I thought that it was entirely too formulaic and controlled and did not allow for open dialogue at all. And the insertion of the last chunk of speakers that nobody could understand why they were even there or what the topics were about and how they related to the rest of the conversation was just very awkward. And so what I'd really like to see us try to do is work with staff to arrive at an agreement to do something that's a little bit more open and dynamic in format, that is less controlled. I almost feel like, you know, these things over the years, and I've been on it a number of times, I almost feel like it's like the dialogue is constipated. It's like we're all up there given a very bounded amount of time to say party line type things rather than have an open exchange of views on topics. And a lot of people I know were very unhappy with the last session and were not enthralled with some of the previous sessions, and I'm talking about people who are pretty close to the internet governance world. So I would like to see if we can't open this up. Different formats, maybe not the, you know, the panel of expert talking heads with big audience, maybe a larger U-shaped room, maybe, you know, putting like the four topics that we've talked about here as possible subject areas for work in the community group. I mean, if you just took those four areas and sort of put them up on a wall and had somebody kick off a conversation about each of them with some brief comments setting the scene, and then went to some broader integrated discussion immediately with the audience and drew people in, and then allocated, you know, 15 minutes to that, and then the next one. That would be, I think, a big improvement, personally. So this is my own view. I feel like we have to find a way to de-emphasize usual suspects serving as talking heads, giving canned presentations of safe points, and move towards something that is a more dynamic, interactive, and satisfying format. And I hope we can do that with the staff together. Thanks.
Yes, thank you very much for this, Bill. It's Olivier speaking. And just for those of you that have kind of lost the thread, we're on item 7 and now. We've jumped number 6. We are speaking about the public internet governance session. It's an interesting point of view that you have, Bill. You read the details that are in the agenda of the proposed session there. One concern you mentioned, having 15-minute slots for each one of the topics, and the concern I have is with regards to turning this into a lecture. If you have a 15-minute slot, you'll have people on stage or that will be speaking, and the audience not having enough time to queue up and ask questions.
No, I'm arguing exactly against that. I'm arguing exactly against that. Somebody speaks for 3 minutes to tee up the conversation and say, this is where this is, and then you open it up to interactive discussion.
Yeah,
I'm going to speak, and then I got to drop off and set this for the call. I would prefer that we organize this, Bill. I share the concern about how things went the last time, and I think that we should organize this session as we did the town hall, and we should run it. And the staff should support us and collaborate with us. And I would like us to keep it to 2 topics and rather than making it a briefing. I think one of the things we do wrong is we try to use these meetings as updates and briefings, and maybe that would work sometimes, but for this meeting, I think this should be assume people do their homework, and then let's have a robust conversation. And and you know, that means we don't have to have a lot of speakers. We go out into the audience and we work with participants, right?
That's what I had in mind.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. We have Nigel Hickson in the queue. Nigel, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Olivier, Nigel Hickson, staff. All I was going to say is I think Bill Drake has reflected on what many people thought. Clearly, after the last session, there were lessons to be learned, so to speak, and we'd be delighted, to work with you and do whatever you think is best. I think, you know, there's a feeling that we still have something to contribute as the sort of global stakeholder team and the government engagement team on this, but happy to work with you. And I think Bill's idea of having this interactive dialogue is excellent. Some of us witnessed what the Diplo did here on the Geneva Internet Platform for their conference in Geneva last month, and that was very interactive, where they have people just speak for a number of minutes to introduce the subject, and then you essentially have a dialogue. So I think that's a very positive way forward. All I would caution, and it's not up to me to caution, I mean, is that we have a time frame we have to fit in terms of getting the ideas in. We have to submit by, I think it's the 9th of January, in terms of getting a slot. And of course, this particular ICANN meeting is difficult to get slots because of the focus on the IAN accountability and the transition, which is obviously taking up some time. But anyway, very happy to work with you and do whatever is necessary. But would like an involvement. Thank you.
Thank you for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. And you did make a note with regards to the scheduling of that call, of that face-to-face meeting, you did make a note of the fact that it would be good if it didn't clash with any sessions of the GAC, so as for governments to be able to also take part in this. Nigel? Have I lost again?
Sorry, Olivia. No, I was on mute. No, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think what we need to, well, it's up to me to tell you what you need to do, but you probably need to decide on this call or soon after it, what sort of, who is going to, you know, do what in terms of putting in into something. I mean, obviously we can, staff can put something into the, into the meetings team and ask for this session not to clash and ask, etc. Happy to do that, but we'll need to decide what the broad topics are, I suppose. Obviously, we don't need to know the speakers, but the broad topics. Whatever you think is good.
Okay, thank you. It's Olivia speaking, and there is a proposal by the co-chairs of the group that is on the screen here with regards to a potential format. Bill, I know you suggested the having several topics, and here what we have, just to explain it, is a starting discussion, being the Net Mundial initiative, where we'd have a senior ICANN staffer on the one hand and an external group with a different point of view, and we thought about Kathy Brown from ISOC as both being able to provide their different perspectives. And I mean, we have a total time here allocation of 50 minutes, so we could have each side, each person bringing their perspective in about 5-10 minutes, and then engage in an overall dialogue on the topic based on the points which were made there. And then the second part was just a 30-minute update on WSIS Plus 10 review, having a responsible ICANN staffer or a member of the CCWG that follows those issues to provide input and perhaps ask questions from the audience in being able to bring some more input into this. Is there any feedback on this? I mean, Bill, I know you had some thoughts. Would you say that's something that could fly?
Hi. As I typed in the chat, if you guys want to do two topics instead of four topics, that's fine. I don't care. I don't know. A 50-minute conversation about the Net Mundial initiative, I mean, maybe it would be useful because maybe this is a pregnant thing that's been out there with enough misunderstanding that by Singapore, once the Net Mundial coordination committee is up and running, maybe things will be a little bit clearer. And maybe we can actually have a productive conversation that will get people to a more shared understanding. So perhaps that'd be good. Having different points of view, I think, are fine, obviously. I just wouldn't turn it into a debate, per se. I mean, if you're gonna tee it up like you've got, you know, one person on one side and one person on the other side, then I think then that can kind of get it into more contentious territory, and I'm not sure that's the best way. But on the other part, the WSIS Plus 10, the only thing I'm wondering is we were talking about not spending too much time on updating and sort of like people conveying information. And I would try to find some way, because most people don't follow the ins and outs of WSIS Plus 10 so carefully, and since a lot of it is anticipatory, and we don't really know how some of these things will shape up. You could end up with just a few people who follow in closely, talking at length, which wouldn't be ideal either. What I would like to see is whether we couldn't start to mobilize people around providing some kind of joint statements, inputs into that process. Because I don't know if you've, I mean, I talked about this at the last session, the last time we did this thing, the stilted one. But there is supposed to be a mechanism for the WSIS Plus 10 New York meeting for stakeholders to provide inputs. And if the ICANN community were to provide some sort of input into that process in the way it did to the NetMundial, I would think that would be really, really useful, personally. And so if I were to talk about this topic, I would want to spin it more towards, you know, how would we maybe put together a process to begin to articulate a view, and what kinds of points would we want to put out there on the table for government's august consideration in the General Assembly. And the last point I would make is, if we can somehow get a room that is not structured the same way, I said this before, I'm going to say it again, structure that room totally works against us, I think. So anything we can do to try to get a more large U-type environment or something going on would really, really be good. So basically I'm supporting what you're saying and just adding to it by saying let's be careful how we tee it up.
Thanks, Bill. Nigel, is there any ability for you to specify the type of room you'd prefer on when there is a need for it?
Well, yeah. I mean, like at IGF, we did some U-shaped rooms that had large numbers of seats around the outside so that you could still get, you know, 100 people into a room if you had to. But it doesn't feel like, you know, experts talking to audience. That's just so working against, you know.
Yeah,
The problem is what's available then at the time. One of the concerns, and that's from experience, is that there is a limited amount of support staff, and they're quite unlikely to be able to change rooms into different configurations depending on the meeting. And so we would need availability of a room that would have this U-shape. And Nigel, you might wish to add?
Thank you very much, Olivia and Nigel. Yes, I mean, we can certainly specify or we can certainly ask for a U-shaped room. I mean, I agree with Bill that it worked well at IGF. It's worked well in other occasions as well. It de-emphasizes the sort of talking heads issue that was addressed earlier. So we can specify, you know, what we want, and then we can refine it as we go along. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for this, Nigel. Olivia speaking. So what I'm getting from the discussion we're having here is that certainly a discussion on a topic like the NetMundial initiative would be welcome. There appears to be some concern if we were to start this as being something confrontational by having very different points of view. And Nigel mentioned in the chat there might be a bit of a difficulty to commit senior staff at this stage for this. So the discussion is on, but maybe not with such a startup of having two very differing point of views. But the presentation, the WFIS plus 10 review, which was proposed in the agenda, is not something that has gained traction here. At least I haven't heard anyone that has supported an actual presentation made to the audience. Anybody thinks otherwise, please correct me. And Nigel, your hand is still up. Okay, hearing no one contradict me. So that's where we are on this. And I'll work with the chairs then to think of, and of course, please, if you can think of expanding that format then, the discussion. As I mentioned earlier, I'm really concerned of trying to cram too much in a face-to-face meeting and having more than two topics for that 90 minutes is probably a recipe for just having the people on stage talk to each other and having the audience feel bored, and we end up with a bit of a catastrophe on this. Two topics I see from this. Okay, fine. And I think anything against the NetMundial initiative, I mean, it's likely to have moved a lot by then, and that could be one of the points of interest. Okay, follow up on the mailing list. And if we go back, or I see Nigel Hickson has put his hand up again. So, Nigel, you have the floor.
Yeah, sorry, Olivier, Nigel Hickson, just very briefly. On WSIS, I think, yeah, there's an issue that you don't want to be too boring, so to speak, although there might be, some important things just to touch on, but anyway. But I suppose IGF could be something that's topical. Obviously Marilyn has now left the call, but other people are in the IGF loop, and Marilla, of course. The IGF will be about around that time, will be deciding, I think, or there'll be a discussion on the themes for the Brazil meeting. So that's just one suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for this, Nigel. We'll follow up on the mailing list about this. Now, I realize we have only 2 minutes left until the end of this call. We have not covered one of the agenda items, so there was a plan for our face-to-face meeting at ICANN 52. There are just four bullet points there. The suggestions that we had were very similar to the format that we had in L.A., a quick roundup of the discussion of the internet governance hotspots, being able to confirm the themes and start drafting a working plan for our working groups so that we don't lose things and we continue with the momentum that we will be getting by then. And then an interface between the cross-community group and ICANN staff, and I would imagine that Nigel, you'll be able to make it. I wonder whether Nora will also be able to come to that meeting. This is just our own working group meeting. Probably that will be known closer to the time, but it would certainly be helpful for the community to interact with you and your colleagues, Nigel. And then a review of the actions from the action items from the LA meeting, and just agreeing the actions that we're going to have in our next meeting. Any feedback on this? Does anyone disagree with this way forward for our face-to-face meeting? Have I dropped off the call again?
No, you're still on, Olivier.
I'm still here. Okay, well, I don't see anyone putting their hand up or being unhappy about this. Nigel Hitchens' hand is still up. Nigel?
Olivier, sorry, I should have taken it down. I'm not very good at this internet stuff. But, just to answer your point, of course, whatever staff you need at that meeting, we'll do our best to facilitate their attendance, and I'll certainly be there. So, we're in your hands. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I think we've got a plan for our face-to-face meeting, and we can just build it from there. And with regards to the public meeting, that we definitely need to do some work on that to build it up. But we have just two topics at the moment, and one looks likely to be the Net Mondial initiative, which by then will have started moving forward and will certainly be of interest to everyone. Just one last question before we go. Nigel, are you aware whether Net Mondial initiative will be discussed at any other session during the Singapore meeting?
I'm not aware, and it was a question I was asking myself. It's a bit early to look at it yet because the meeting requests haven't been put in. I don't think it's something that that staff will have a particular session on, so it's not something that we'll initiate a session on. I'm sure it might be included in some of the reports that are made by staff to the community or whatever, but I haven't seen a specific request for it.
Okay, thank you for this. So that's the plan forward, and the second possible topic for this public session could be IGF. We can mark this as the second one to be suggested. We'll follow up on the mailing list. Is there any other business? Don't see anyone putting their hand up. One last thing, of course, is to find out when our next call is going to be. And, of course, we're very close to the holiday period. I do not know what everyone's calendar looks like at the moment, but mine looks extremely busy, especially with the
amount of activity that is taking place on the I'm a stewardship, on the accountability, and I'm a little concerned we probably won't be able to meet again before the holiday period, but what we can do is to meet again in January for our next call. Are you all okay with us? Don't see anyone objecting. So the next call would be in January. Now, the question is first week or second week of January? I note in the chat maybe week of January the 5th. Well, just to check if people are back from holidays on the first week. And well, the week starting the 5th is obviously the, we just turn to the calendar, that would be the second week. Is that okay with everyone? And if that's the case, then let's have a doodle then for the second week of January. A bunch of people are, oh, that's right. The third week, yes, there is a non-contracted party meeting in, exactly, non-contracted party house meeting in D.C. Okay, so the second week of January, the week starting the 5th, we will have a doodle for the sprinkling of days. Renate, I'll leave it over to you to choose the days, possibly Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, number of times, including times that are a little different than this one, so that Rafiq and so that Jordan are able to make it then.
Okay.
Thank you, Renate. And with this, I thank you all for having been on this call. Sorry it was a little slow and we had a few technical problems, but hopefully next time we'll have less of these. And certainly I'm happy we do have a bit of stepping forward and we're back in business. And apologies again for the amount of time it's taken to get back in business. Just one thing to come back to your communities. Please check with your community on how things are doing with the appointments of co-chairs to this group. The CCs have won. The ALAC has won. The I think it is the NCUC that would have won as being Rafiq. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that with him. But certainly there is a requirement for others to step forward as well. So please check with your constituency. And with regards to the actual makeup of your group, as you know, it's now 5 members per SO and AT. No, is it 6 members per SO and AT? And I think that needs to also be cleaned up a little bit. But we didn't want to take the time on the call on too much procedural stuff. And I thank you for bearing with us.